Mark Levin, today at 3. John Carlson, right now on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
As long as you don't ban Cheez-Its. Cheez-Its are okay. That's my addiction.
Well, the Cheez-Its, his addiction is being everybody's nanny, everybody's babysitter. That is New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, whose attempt to impose a 16-ounce limit on the kind of soft drinks that you can purchase was struck down by a New York judge. So they're going to try and press on with it, but judge says, it's arbitrary, capricious, you're doing it by regulation instead of legislation, forget about it, get out of here already.
We're not banning anything, it's called portion control.
Oh, I love that. We're not banning anything, it's portion control, that's
right. As long as you don't ban Cheez-Its.
All right, so we'll follow this story, but I'm so glad that these busybodies.
Yeah. That guy is such a walking contradiction. So he says it in the one clip, it's not a ban, it's portion control. And then he says, don't ban Cheez-Its.
No, I think
because he knows what he's doing is a ban.
Trying to be funny. Exactly. Okay. While we're talking about silly stuff, you heard about this one? A Michigan elementary school confiscated a batch of homemade cupcakes brought in by a third grader because the cupcakes were decorated with plastic green army soldiers, some of whom were holding plastic green weapons.
All right, men, you heard it. Code red, repeat. We are at code red. Recon plan, Charlie. Execute. Let's move. Move, move, move.
I took my kid to that movie. All right. Anyway, the father of the boy who brought these cupcakes is absolutely furious. He said it's disgusting. It's vile, quote, that they lump true American heroes in with psychopathic killers, close quote. Mr. Fountain's wife had prepared a batch of 30 chocolate cupcakes for their son at Shaw Elementary School in the town of Caro, Michigan. And the little boy decorated the treats with, remember when you were a kid, you'd play Army? You had these little green plastic Army men?
That was one of the most ubiquitous toys I ever had.
And they had, you know, the little flat platforms they would stand on so they wouldn't fall over.
Absolutely. And I'd always mix them in with Hot Wheels cars or Matchbox cars. And then you'd kind of have the Hot Wheels cars that would drive across the carpet or whatever. And then you'd have the Army guys that would be part of the unit or whatever. Yeah.
So anyway, those little green Army men that you, and of course, everything about them is green. Their helmets are green. Their faces are green. Their uniforms are green. Their weapons are green. Their backpacks are green. Their boots are green. You know, just a little, you know, 2-inch
walkie-talkies green.
Tall. Yeah, everything. Yeah. So anyway, Mrs. Fountain makes 30 chocolate cupcakes, and they decide to put little toy soldiers on each one.
Come in, Mother Bird. Come in, Mother Bird. Mom has pulled a surprise present from the closet.
The following morning, the cupcakes were delivered to the school's front office, and the secretary, oh, how lovely. These are really nice.
Did the secretary really say something like that?
Yes. She complimented Mrs. Fountain on the cupcakes and on the decorations, and then took the cupcakes to Hunter's third grade class. 15 minutes later, the school calls Mrs. Fountain. We can't serve the cupcakes. Why can't we serve the cupcakes? Because the toy soldiers have guns. Quote, this is Mr. Fountain in a TV news interview. My wife told them to remove the soldiers and serve the cupcakes anyway. And I believe she may have used more colorful language. Close quote. The school complied and confiscated the soldiers, sending them home with Hunter in a plastic bag. Mr. Fountain said, I was offended. I support our soldiers, what they stand for. These plastic soldiers are representations of World War II soldiers, our greatest generation. If they're not allowed in schools, what is? Close quote. So the school, getting all these calls from the media, actually defends its decision. Susan Wright, the principal, releases a statement. These are toys that were commonplace in the past. However, some parents prohibit all guns as toys. In light of that difference, the school offered to replace the soldiers with another item, and the soldiers were returned home with the students. And it gets even more smarmy and more ridiculous.
Riddler! Riddler!
Living in a democratic society entails respect for opposing opinions. In the climate of recent events in schools, we walk a delicate balance in teaching nonviolence in our buildings and trying to ensure a safe, peaceful atmosphere. Close quote. What does a soldier have to do with a psycho?
Yeah, I think that maybe the school was getting the toy soldiers confused with the Al Pacino Scarface.
Yeah. Say hello
toy
to
figure
my...
set.
If I had this principal in front of me, I'd say, are you so stuck on stupid with your anti-gun mentality that you can't tell the difference between a soldier from World War II and a psychopath killing children? That you can't make a moral distinction? I mean, my goodness, I'm assuming that you can't have a figurine of a police officer. Unless it's an English Bobby, because all they carry are nightsticks, and those are small ones.
Probably would fall into that category.
Uh-oh, yeah. Brittany Perrault weighing in.
I don't know. I'm almost speechless. So I'm starting to...
It's always a good thing to be when you're on the radio is speechless.
The creative thought process in my mind that was behind us creating Pop-Tarts into the shape of guns... I'm trying to think, so what can we do here?
Oh.
I mean, do we need to find, are there other things that should be banned? You know, I don't know. We got to think of something.
This gives a whole new concept to Cupcake Wars, that's for sure.
Oh, yes.
I can see a reality TV show incorporating this at any moment.
Convoys, yeah, what else do we put
So anyway, this absolutely fluffy-headed principal goes on and makes another, and elaborates. She probably thinks she's sounding... persuasive and genteel and reasonable instead of vapid. But she goes on to say, by not permitting toy soldiers on cupcakes at school, no disrespect for our military or for the brave men and women who defend our rights to have our differences was intended. Our commitment is always to our children and creating a safe place for them to learn, grow, and have respectful dialogues about their differences, close quote. So, how does having a toy soldier on a cupcake make this school, Shaw Elementary in Carroll, Michigan, one iota less safe? And by the way, speaking of respecting differences, how about respecting the differences of kids who want to have soldiers on cupcakes?
Riddler! Riddler!
If you don't want the toy soldier, couldn't you just take the toy soldier off your cupcake? Mr. Fountain, I'm so glad he's taking up a fuss here. I want these school officials, particularly this principal, to sound to feel absolutely ridiculous and dense. Mr. Fountain, the 9-year-old's father, says, my boy's 9 years old. He was just glad to get his soldiers back. It's not about a toy, and it's not about a cupcake. It's what the toy represents. We're taking political correctness too far, close quote. Amen, Mr. Fountain. It is just this anti-gun mentality is just so astonishingly mindless.
Mission accomplished. Well
and these
done,
are people
man.
Who
Pack
think
up,
they're enlightened. These are people who think they're progressive and enlightened and somehow seen something that other people like, well, moms who put toy soldiers on cupcakes might be missing. Again, these are toys that were commonplace in the past. However, some parents prohibit all guns as toys. In light of that difference, the school offered to replace. So because some parent might not want, become some pacifist might object to a soldier, ban them? That's what sensitivity is? Ban anything that offends a lefty. There we go. You talk about mindless political correctness. There you have a vivid example of it here with this principal, Susan Wright, from Shaw Elementary School in Caro, Michigan. Let's go to Anthony from Renton. Nice to have you here on the John Carlson Show, Anthony.
Hey, John, good morning. The horror of this all. I mean, what if she actually, instead of putting toy soldiers on there, put bazooka bubblegum on there? Could you imagine how much...
The name bazooka, yes.
How disastrous that would be. Because I bet you most kids that play with the little army guys today don't even know what a bazooka is.
Well, it's time they found out! No, it's... thank you for the call. No, I just think, what is more vapid to you guys? Suspending the student who nibbled his Pop-Tart into a pistol,
yeah,
or a school seizing 30 chocolate cupcakes because they had plastic soldiers on them, and then reluctantly agreeing to serve the cupcakes after removing the toy soldiers?
I guess I give a slight edge to the Pop-Tart story, but I could see a definite tie for the gold medal on that one.
It's just beyond silly.
I'm surprised that they actually let them still eat the cupcakes. I mean, there could have been bullets in those cupcakes.
They
took a bite.
14. Again, these are the little toy army men you used to play with when you were a kid. John Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI.
All right, men, you heard him. Code Red, repeat. We are Code Red. Recon Plan Charlie, execute. Let's move, 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 move.
Hey, these guys are professionals. They're the best. Come on, they're not lying down on the job.